Well, Veterans Day, roughly a week away, and many communities will be holding events to observe the holiday, including Marshfield. And joining us this morning with a look at some of these activities are the town's Veteran Service Officer, Karen Paulette, and the Assistant Veterans Service Officer, Lisa Potts. Ladies, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Dan.
So, Veterans Day is Friday the 11th, but you have two events before that, starting with an assembly at the Furnace Brook Middle School on Wednesday.
Yes, we do. There's actually two assemblies at Furnace Brook Middle School. One is at 8 a.m. and the other is at 9 a.m. And we encourage veterans and their spouses to attend. It would be helpful for us to know if you're coming so we can give them a heads up.
And there will be another assembly the following day, and that'll be at the Martinson School.
Yes, Martinson Elementary School is at 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay, so is this also a case where you need people to register ahead of time for that event, or?
We would like maximum participation; would be great. So if they could let us know, that would be fantastic.
And then, of course, there's going to be the big Veterans Day parade and ceremony.
Yes, we love talking about that. So every year on November 11th, regardless of the day, we do host our Veterans Day parade and ceremony. For those who would like to march and be a part of our ceremony, they can just give us a call. We meet at the Ventress Library at 10 a.m. for a 10:30 kickoff.
And what can we expect from this year's parade?
So we do have the Huey Float, which everybody seemed to enjoy last year, so that'll be in. The Harbor Master will have their boat. We have a lot of kids this year, which I think is fabulous. So a lot of football teams, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. So I think I love that hometown vibe that we give when we have the parade and the actual residents actually participating.
Now, are there going to be any COVID protocols in place for any of these events?
I don't believe so. I think that people tend to know their limitations. If they are subject to being ill, I would recommend wear a mask. You can usually space yourself out on 139. The ceremony does get a little crowded, so if you are worried about that at all, there is plenty of space in the park to be away from people, and it's all outside at this moment.
All right. And if you guys wouldn't mind just saying, why do you think it's so important to observe Veterans Day in your own words?
I love those kind of questions. So I think that a veteran is, you know, everybody's different. Everybody served in different times, but everybody gave a little bit more than the average person to secure our freedom, to secure what we know, freedom of choice. And I think that honoring those who serve just shows a little appreciation for that dedication, the time they spent away from family, the time that the family was alone and had to endure their own hardships for the sake of others and the rest of us.
Right. And I think that shows when we go over to the schools. So we have those three ceremonies at the schools. And the students work hard all year long, you know, to honor those who served. So I think it's important to show the kids that, you know, what's important and show them that it matters.
Alrighty. Well, to learn more about Veterans Day events in Marshfield, go to the town's website, marshfield-ma.gov. And thank you both so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.